Hello and happy July 1st and 2nd. We have today three cards. We have the King of Cups reversed, we have the Nine of Wands reversed, and we have the Four of Coins reversed. Let it go. That seems to be some kind of underlying message in the cards lately. This is a great spread no matter who the unstable, unreliable, manipulative King of Cups in the reverse is. Who, if I recall, seemed to be doing rather well lately, but that's the reversed King of Cups. Like the waves on the card, he or she is up and down. But you know the King of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. He or she in the upright, or on a good day, is the kind and caring father, boss, or husband. This man, or woman, as Otis would have simply said, has issues. No worries, today he or she is in the past position, because no matter who this King of Water is, in the reverse, it's all about them. If I dwell on this energy of this unfit to be king for very long, I'll shade my happy day, so I'll try not to. Therefore, we recognize this card to be in the past position today. We had a bad mom card recently. This King of Hearts in the reverse is the bad dad card. This could be you, King of Cups reversed, who I always try to feel sorry for, but the King of Cups is not a child. He or she is a grown-ass adult. The next two cards of the Minor Arcana in the upright are interesting. Like a reversible coat, I like to sew, I can turn them inside out or right side up. The Nine of Wands, Leo, Sagittarius, Aries in the reverse is today's card. The wounded warrior, a bandaged human, looking worse for the wear, and as if he or she hasn't slept in a while, stands guard over eight tall, straight branches stuck in a row on the ground, as he, exhausted, clings to the ninth. This card in the upright is the last mile, or of not giving up. Nine is the number of completion. In the reverse, someone is not going the extra mile. That would be typical of the King of Cups in reverse. The reverse nine is burned out. The Four of Coins reversed is in the upcoming position, which in the upright is the Miser card, the Four of Coins, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn. I love this card in the After Tarot deck. The typical miser sits uncomfortably on a stone block with his back to the city skyline, clinging to four pizza-sized gold coins. His or her hands are full, so he balances one on his head. This is the card of financial stability. Four is nice and stable, like the legs on your table. But while our human is hugging his money, we see death, tall, bony, and draped in shredded black hooded garments, raise his sickle. The Morgan Greer Tarot has our miser and his four pentacles behind a stone wall, with only the one coin on his head visible to the neighbors. Our Russian miser of the Tarot of St. Petersburg opens his wooden chest in the middle of the night to make sure his money is still there. So perhaps this King of Cups in the reverse was such a god-awful experience, you've given up on kings and queens altogether. The Nine of Wands is a distrustful card. Distrustful. Always on guard. In the reverse, you could be learning to let your guard down. You could be relaxing a bit after COVID restrictions, but I know someone with it right now, so it's still out there. Yes, doctor, he was vaccinated. There is a lot of self-protection in these cards. While these two cards, the reversed Nine of Wands and the reversed Four of Coins, may remind us that not all humans are as out of balance as the decidedly unbalanced King of Cups, the parallel message may very well be to not let your guard down around this person, no matter what sob story they may have. Slick talkers from the city, guard up, money in your pocket. You're giving up on this king. In the reverse, he's in way over his head. But these cards are minor arcana, and today, in the reverse and in the past position, almost sadly, so is he or she.